Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Matt Wilder, and he is part of the group of Adams Road Ministry. Good morning to you, Matt.
Yes, hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. You are on your way, or you will soon be in Atlantic, and we want to let people know about that, Matt. Talking about you coming to Atlantic, where are you leaving from?
We are coming straight from Florida. We're a Christian music ministry based out of Winter Garden, Florida, and we will be actually in St. Louis. Will be our first event of this extended ministry trip, and so I guess we'll be coming from St. Louis. On our way out west, we're going to be stopping in Iowa.
All right, and then on before we came on, you said you'd be gone through August, so you have a lot of places on your schedule. But we want to make sure that people know that you will be in Atlantic at the Evangelical Free Church. Lots of folks here say it's the E-Free Church, located at 22nd and Chestnut. And that's this coming Monday, June 15th, and you'll be there starting at 7 p.m., and we'll mention that again. Matt, I know that, as you said, your nonprofit ministry group dedicated to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ through song and testimony, and that's what people will be hearing when they come to hear you and experience you on Monday the 15th. I want to really focus in on music today.
Okay.
And as I understand, you are the pianist, and you're also a major composer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'm a pianist, and God just blessed me with the opportunity to play the piano since I was six, and also to compose music since I was eight. And I use some of those abilities and gifts to help out this ministry, and we all kind of do things collaboratively as a group. But, yeah.
How many are in your group coming to Atlantic?
There will be, officially, Adams Road Ministry is a group of three guys. And,
okay.
And my brother, Mike, and myself, and then our brother-in-law, Joseph. And our brother-in-law, Joseph, he is married to our sister, Katie. And so our sister, Katie, will also be with us. She's a beautiful singer. And so it'll be the four of us sharing
okay.
and singing together.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I thought I went on the web and listened a bit, and I thought, now there's a woman in that group. So she's part of the family, too.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you sing, you play various instruments, but as you said, this is a part of your ministry. It's not what I would call people are not going to come to a concert as such, but they'll get to enjoy your music.
Yeah, basically what you can expect is a night full of music and the Word. Part of it's going to be testimony. The testimony will be scored with live musical underlay, and as you mentioned, I'm a pianist, and so we do a lot of musical things to kind of help accentuate what's being said. And then in between the testimonies, we'll share original worship songs written out of God's Word and some other musical surprises
okay.
for you.
Now, you said you started composing when you are eight. How does this come to you? See, that's just so far out of my ballpark. I can't imagine composing music and words. How do you go about doing that, Matt?
Well, it's interesting because I think all of us are kind of like a cog in a wheel. We all kind of have a specific function. And Joseph, for example, God's blessed him with the ability to come up with a lot of lyrics, a lot of melodies, a lot of chord structures. And then God's kind of blessed me with the ability to kind of see it, the overall picture musically, and find out how we can fit all these things together. And it's been a growing process for me over the years, and I'm still learning, I'm still growing.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully from year to year and album to album, things get a little better. But, yeah, what I really enjoy doing is arranging music, taking melodies, taking all the things. It's like a complicated jigsaw puzzle, and kind of figuring out how everything's going to fit together so that everything complements everything else, so that there's clarity in what's being said, what's being sung, what's being spoken, and also in the musical instruments, and that there's a purpose and an intent with everything that's done musically.
And you have put together a number of albums. On which number are you on now?
We have eight full-length studio lyrical song albums, and we also have three instrumental albums. And if you get on our website, which is AdamsRoadMinistry.com, you can explore all those. You can listen to them, download them for free. Order it from our website. We'll send you free physical copies of any of our albums that we have up there.
That's so much sharing, and I'm thinking as I listen to a bit of it that it could be so helpful when local groups are planning services or planning ministry. They might find that your music will inspire, will be supportive, it could be used in a lot of different ways that they don't have to come up with. I mean, we can't all be those original thinkers when it comes to music, so we could just use yours. It's amazing.
You're certainly welcome to, and what our heart is as a ministry is to put God's word to music and basically just offer the gospel of Jesus Christ free of charge to the world. And so our music is full of the message of the gospel, which was so powerful and instrumental in transforming us, taking us out of a false religion into a personal and saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we totally encourage listeners, people to get on there, download the music for free, spread it around. It is the gospel message, and I hope as you listen to the lyrics of these songs and the music, you will be inspired and know that it's God's word going forth.
Now, I have a friend who composes music and sings in various places, and he often tells me stories of how people report back to him when they listen to the music, how it affects their lives. Do you get stories like that?
Yeah, you know, occasionally I do, and it is very encouraging because you put so much work and so many hours and labor into things like that, but sometimes you just don't know how people are impacted, and it means the world to be able to see somebody who's been impacted by the music. There's a chapter in 1 Samuel of the Old Testament, chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, which talks about David when he was a servant to King Saul, and how David would play the lyre with his hand, and when Saul heard this music, that he would be comforted, he would be refreshed, and the evil spirits, whatever was bugging him, would depart from him. And so a lot of times I use that verse from the Bible as an inspiration and a motivation for me in the music that God works through me, that it can be used to refresh people, it can be used to help them in whatever they're going through and encourage them.
And I think sometimes music is a sort of a background. Music is an accompaniment. Music is, we just say we enjoy it. But sometimes I think we don't even realize how much the music is impacting us in various ways. So you've given a good explanation of that. And Matt, as you're traveling and you're doing music, how often do you do this? Is this like a once a day or depend on your travel? What kind of audiences? Tell me about your trip through the United States.
This particular journey, this particular ministry trip will be packed full of events. We are, for example, I think going to be out on the road for 50 to 60 days. And most of those days, I think except for maybe four of them, will be filled with events.
Right. You have to be high energy people to carry that off. But I know that your ministry does energize you.
It does, and that's what keeps us going. Is really there are times where you get down, and it can seem so monotonous, and you can get very tired being on the road and kind of worn out. But then being at those events and getting rejuvenated and feeding off the people who are in the audience and their responses, and seeing how the message and the music is impacting people, makes it all worth it, and just inspires you to continue and be steadfast in these continual events that are day after day.
Yeah, I'm sure, as you say, you get down during the day. When you get there in front of your audience, your maybe participants, you get all re-energized again. So that's a great way to do that. So let's mention again how people can hear your music and get your music.
Sure. If you go to our website, our official website is AdamsRoadMinistry.com. Again, that's AdamsRoadMinistry.com. And on the website, there will be a section that says music. And if you click on that, you can explore all the music that we have available on our website. You can listen to it from the website. You can download it for free from our website, or you can order it from our website, and we'll send you a free copy.
Okay, Matt. And to hear you in person, both music and testimony, people can come to the Evangelical Free Church this coming Monday, June 15th. And that church is at 22nd and Chestnut. I know a lot of people know where that's at. At 7 p.m. and meet you in person and hear you and enjoy your ministry. So we want to thank you for coming to Atlantic.
We are so excited, and thanks for having me on. We look forward to hopefully seeing a lot of fun people on Monday.
And I knew there was something else I wanted to mention. This is being supported. You are being supported by a number of the area churches. So get on to the E-Free Church to enjoy meeting Matt and his group. And until next time, here's a thought. Either control your own destiny or someone else will.